Hi everyone, welcome again to another Teacher Joseph podcast. Today is International Tea Day, and that's a day which is observed annually on May 21st. You would think that it's something promoted by Britain, because of course we love our tea, but apparently the earliest record of the promotion of drinking tea was actually from a Chinese scholar named Chen Entian. I'm not sure about my pronunciation there. Let's just call this person Chen. Anyway, the International Tea Day aims to raise awareness of the long history and the deep cultural and economic significance of tea. Oh, I love a cup of tea. Yeah, it's my go-to drink, as we say. You know that thing that you go to when you want a bit of a solace? Tea is my go-to, as we say in the UK. In fact, I saw yesterday that McDonald's have started an advertising campaign saying, betray your go-to. In other words, choose them instead of what you usually have. I was a bit confused by that at first. It's not something I would usually say. And in fact, it took me a minute to even understand the campaign, because even though informally we use the words go-to, I didn't quite catch its idea. But anyway, just to make it clearer, tea is my go-to. I love tea as my go-to drink. An International Tea Day has been celebrated before. On December 15th, for example, countries like India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Vietnam, a whole host of others, suspiciously ones which were our colonies, I think, as well, they love their tea. And International Tea Day, at least the one we have today, draws global attention of governments and citizens to the impact of the global tea trade. So it is a wonderful day, and tea consumption is associated with various mental health benefits, including stress reduction and improved cognitive function. International Tea Day highlights these kind of benefits, promoting tea as a natural aid for well-being. No, I wouldn't have said tea was in any way good for me. In fact, after I drink it, I love a cup of tea, but I kind of feel a bit blech afterwards, you know? Even though it is my go-to drink. But how much tea do you drink then? I'm just curious if you are an avid tea drinker. I know that there's many coffee connoisseurs out there, people who love the coffee. But for me, well, yeah, I must say, I do like my tea. And as you probably know, British people, we add milk to the tea. And we only do that because it saves the cup from becoming brown. In the old days, many cups were broken, because in the old days, cups were very fine and genteel. You know, they broke very easily. So we started adding milk so that we wouldn't have to scrub them. It's different today because we drink from mugs and they don't break so easily. But in the old days, cups were broken very easily. So we used to add milk so that the cup wouldn't become brown and wouldn't need a lot of scrubbing. That's interesting, isn't it? But I do like my tea. Drinking a cup of coffee now, but my next stop is tea. And yeah, it's getting harder and harder to buy, though. I like loose tea, not tea bags, but the tea, you buy it like powder. That's my go-to type of tea. How do you like yours? Now, while I'm here, I just want to give you a quick update on what's happening with my social media. And then we'll come back to talk more about tea in a minute. So as you know, I used to do podcasts every day on various different topics. It was just really me ranting and raving about things. Many of you like that. Many of you have asked me to try to bring those back rather than focus in on particular topics. Well, let me just tell you what I've been doing so that you're aware of what's going on behind the scenes. So, firstly, because these podcasts go out on YouTube, YouTube kind of demands that I have a topic. It wants to categorize me by hashtag. With daily podcasts, that's kind of difficult because I don't want to use the same hashtags, Teacher Joseph, casual conversation. I can use things like morning news, but for the algorithm, it works better with a particular topic. So these kinds of conversations where I talk about three or four different things, they're kind of unusual on YouTube because YouTube likes one thing to be spoken about. That's one area that I'm kind of struggling with, which is why you're seeing more and more news podcasts on particular topics. The second thing I want to tell you is that another thing that's really important for podcasters like me is to define my target audience. Now, over the years, I've built up these podcasts and this YouTube channel by making it a channel for people who are learning English. And that's, of course, because I am an English teacher. And those of you who know me, you've seen me. You've seen me online. You've seen me on the system teaching. And that's why you're here, probably listening to this, because you're getting a glimpse of it inside the UK. For example, talking about International Tea Day. Well, that's not really an English thing. I mean, I'm probably one of the very few English people who even know that it exists, because my head is just full of useless information. So over the years, and especially in recent months, I've been trying to look at who my target audience is. And because of the very wide spectrum of topics here, well, it could be anybody. You know, it's not really aimed only at English learners. So those of you who are learning English, first and foremost, this podcast was made for you. And it's always like that. The hashtags I used, the descriptions I used, and even like today, I've introduced you to new phrases like my go-to drink, my go-to food, like my comfort food, basically, you know. But there came a time when I realized that actually, you know, my podcasts are suitable for everyone, not just people who are learning English. Now, the problem, there is a problem with this, okay? When I started to align my podcasts with locality, with people living here in the UK, I started to receive a lot of very, very negative criticisms. I'll give you an example. There was a big march in Glasgow a few weeks ago. I filmed it and I put it on the system. I didn't really comment on it. I just said, here's a march taking place in Glasgow. And I started to get a lot of really personal and negative feedback. A lot of local people here watching it started to send me messages saying, go and live somewhere else. Some of them made remarks about intellectualism. They called me stupid. They want to know why I would film something like this. So clearly I'm pulling in an audience that, while it wasn't really designed for, all I'm doing is saying, look, here's the march. This is what happened. About the march itself, whether it was of quality or not, well, that's for you to decide. I was only giving you the march. But some of you listening, decided that I shouldn't have done that and that it was something bad. And some of the personal remarks that I received really made me think, well, do I want to be a political commentator? Do I want to be commenting on events that are coming up? And there's a question mark there, because last year I did the Pride March. Everyone loved it, lots of commentary, and there was no negativity there. It was just a day of celebration. These parades, however, of any kind, are becoming more and more controversial. People's views are coming up. Now, I have to say that, social media by its very nature is divisive. So I can't take too seriously people who attack me. It's just the way some people are. But what it has done, though, is it's made me very aware of who my audience is. Now, I'm supposed to be on social media as a professional. I'm supposed to be neutral and not really give my own commentary on things. But according to AI and platforms like ChatGPT, to be successful, I should just be as open, honest, and as clear in all of my views. I shouldn't hide anything about family. I should just talk completely 100% openly. But because of my age, and because, well, I came from a kind of a radio background and also a teaching background, I don't really do that. I have that air of professionalism. I was always a teacher first, someone who gave information much before, or I could say long before, I was ever a podcaster. I was doing this stuff long before the internet was even invented. So, in response to all of this, what I've done is my website and YouTube channel, I've rebranded them as my media archive. My website's now called the Teacher Joseph Sound Archive, because for me, talking, sound, giving you stuff is more important. And that leaves it open for other people, as well as English learners, to use it or to listen to it. But the question is still there, though, and that is, who's watching it? Who's listening to it? Who's viewing it? And when it comes to native speakers, I'm just now being pulled into that whole big social media divisive machine, which I've avoided in the past by focusing purely on those who are learning English. So what's coming next? That's what I want to tell you. Well, I'm currently working with automation, and I'm setting up all kinds of automations on my website as well as on my YouTube and these things. On my website, I'm now reading the news on most days at different times. So if you go to my website, which is teacherjoseph.com, you can hear me reading the news headlines, and you can also catch the latest podcast. That's completely automated. I record it, I press a button, and shazam, it goes. On my YouTube, it takes a little bit more work. That's no problem. The technical side is much easier, which allows me to focus in on the content. But what do you really want on there? And who are you? And without your input and your knowledge, I'm not going to know. But one thing is clear, and that is social media is making a demand on me. It's wanting now not authenticity, but extreme honesty. And that's a little bit more informal. It's a little bit more geographically local than the things I focused on before. So you're going to see a little bit of a change. It's going to be moving away just a little bit farther from instruction into the things that I personally love and enjoy. So you'll see a little bit of a change coming. It's not going to be obvious, and it's going to be about communication, about language, about all the things you love. But you might see it branded just a little bit differently. Well, that's where I'm at, and I really need your feedback. If you like these podcasts, please do like and subscribe. Leave a comment for me and let me know exactly what you are looking for. On YouTube and on social media, these podcasts are never going to be ones which simply give you grammar. They will certainly be encouraging you to shadow, to speak with me, to speak well. But I want you to see inside British culture. I want you to be on a journey with me to come inside my mind, to know who I am. And that's kind of where I'm going with this in a bigger way. Let's see what happens. Let's see what comes out of this. Let's journey together. Well, that's it from me. Comments, please, things you want to say. I would love to hear from you. And have a nice cup of tea. Bye.